a change in gears here. Sex is for the sober, say police, ahead of O-Week parties. That's just one of the warnings to thousands of students taking part in University Orientation Week activities that range from campus tours to Mardi Gras. There will be an increased police presence at some known student hotspots around the country, and the police have also produced a guide to staying safe. Dunedin Crime Prevention Manager Senior Sergeant Craig Dinnison reckons if your friends say you're being a dick, it's time for a glass of water.
If what you're doing would get that frown from your mum and your dad or your grandparents going, what the hell were you thinking? You know, that's not acceptable behaviour. When you're talking about a person that you respect and honour and cherish, then that's sort of quite an easy way to say, yeah, I've stepped over the line and gone too far. My intoxication has, yeah, let me down.
What would your parents or Nana frown on?
Mine personally?
Yeah. Give us some examples of what you think would cause Nana to raise an eyebrow or your parents.
Yep. So the likes of urinating on doorsteps, easily like smashing property and that sort of stuff, that's a no-brainer. But the likes of, you know, abusing others, passerbys, pedestrians, definitely jumping on the back of an ambulance and that sort of stuff, that's idiotic, as St John's have identified. Throwing bottles, all that sort of, just that mindless, brainless stupidity that's a laugh at the time, but when you look back and go, what was the purpose in it? Yeah, it's probably something that the parents and grandparents would be, you know, given in the old days, giving you a clip around the ear about.
So just being an idiot, really.
Well, you can be an idiot and have fun, but when you're, you know, damaging other people's property or putting other people at risk, that's when you've got to draw the line. You know, we're now in the age of social media where you can record a stupid act and get, you know, thousands of likes, but what does that like actually do? Makes you feel good, but, you know, it can create even more problems and people trying to one-up in it. So, yeah, just thinking about things before you do them, and I know that's a great thing to do, and hindsight's, you know, 50-50, or 20-20, but that's the thing.
But here's the thing. Doesn't all the kind of behaviour that you've described go hand-in-hand with O-Week?
Yes and no. Unfortunately, the likes of the willful damage and all that sort of, you know, that social ineptitude of, you know, thinking it's funny, shouldn't be part of O-Week. You know, you go there to meet friends, to learn new, get new contacts and that sort of stuff, not to go and smash a window or throw a bottle or, you know, urinate on somebody's doorstep. If that's what you're there for O-Week for, then you got to sort of step back and reconsider what your priorities are.
Is it an outdated concept? I mean, if you could have your way, would you get rid of O-Week? More trouble than
definitely
it's
not.
Worth?
No, definitely not. It's a great social bonding for the students who, you know, a lot of these are freshers. So meeting new friends and getting new sort of social networks is massively important for these students. It's just the, you know, the level of intoxication.
Come on. Is that really what they're focusing on in O-Week?
Some are, yeah, and then you've got your other, not necessarily students that just come for, you know, to cause mayhem and get sloshed.
So tell me, what are the numbers like in terms of crimes in and around O-Week? Do you get a bump?
You get a bump of disorder and street fighting, and I'm sure that, you know, if you spoke to the likes of ED and St John's, I'm sure they would probably have a similar sort of upsurge in relation to injuries.
But what about sexual assaults?
There have been in the past, because of the drug use. You know, that is a known side effect of it as well.
What do you mean? In what sense?
Well, you do get more reports of sexual assault because of, you know, substances taken and levels of inhibition being reduced by levels of intoxication and misunderstandings. You know, sometimes it's a you know, and best intention, but the level of intoxication blurs the understanding.
So what would you say to students around the issue of consent? What is the advice that you would give?
Consent has to be yes, and it has to be a sober yes. If the other party's taking drugs or is intoxicated, then don't even go there. It's got to be a sober, consenting, yes by that person. Just because of signals and that sort of stuff doesn't mean that they're wanting that extra attention.
So, this is a difficult thing then. So, if someone has been drinking at all, would you steer clear in terms of sex?
Well, it depends on your relationship. Like, if it's a well-known partner, then by all means. And once again, I suppose it's having a conversation with that person to protect both yourself and that person. We know it happens all the time. We've got these wonderful apps like Tinder and that, which, create more problems in some of those spheres.
And that is Dunedin Crime Prevention Manager, Senior Sergeant Craig Dinnison.